Bill Mead, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News. Traffic on the fives. Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of the News Hour, Pensacola Right Now. I'm Joe Ford and Gracie Wolf, also in studio here, as we get you caught up on all the very latest headlines today. National, international, local. We've got some sports. We've got some pop culture, entertainment. We've got it all to keep you up to the very latest of what's happening in your world. We will first find out what's going on the roads and looking ahead to the weather for this Mother's Day weekend.
We still have some slowdowns right now on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be in the southbound direction at Del Monte Street, just north of I-10. Expect slow-moving traffic due to this accident. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Let's get a look at our weekend weather from WEAR.
Mother's Day weekend looks warm and humid across northwest Florida with those daily thunderstorm chances during the afternoon we know and love. 20 to 30% chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It's not a high chance of rain, but be on the lookout for a couple of those thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, and feels like temperatures this weekend will be in the lower 90s, so make sure you're staying hydrated. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. To start off the hour, let's get our top three stories. Idaho jury convicts woman of murders of her two children. This is going to be Lori Daybell and her current husband, Chad Daybell. Multiple counts of conspiring, murder, grand theft, connection with the death of their two youngest children, as well as the death of Chad Daybell's late wife, Tammy Daybell. Also, Daniel Penny surrenders to the police for chokehold death of Jordan Neely in on the Manhattan subway train. He did not enter a plea deal, and he's out on bond, but he had to surrender his passport and he promised not to leave New York without permission. And lastly, the border appears calm after lifting the pandemic asylum restrictions. The federal judge did grant Attorney General Moody's request for a temporary restraining order in releasing migrants en masse.
Here at home, we talked last hour with school board member Kevin Adams, the big meeting, emergency meeting to discuss Warrington Middle School, the charter school agreement. Is it in limbo? What's going on? Lasted all of about 18 minutes. I couldn't believe it, but it was a procedural step, according to board chair Paul Fetsko, ahead of Tuesday's state school board meeting, where the school district is essentially approving a top plan, that is a contingency plan, that would see Warrington closed and students rezoned to Workman and Bailey Middle Schools. So the school board now has a school board meeting scheduled for Tuesday. They are going to finalize their agenda based on what happens at the state meeting on Tuesday morning. So at this point, we're kind of a wait-and-see game. The district says they're still negotiating with Charter Schools USA, although kind of getting the sense from a lot of the school board members that it's not really going anywhere. So really, it's up to the state to decide how things will move forward. Another tall ship going to be in downtown Pensacola in a couple of weekends. The Juan Sebastian de Elcano, if you have heard of that before, it's because it's been here a good bit. I believe this is the ninth time now that the Spanish Navy training ship has been in town. There will be free public tours available starting May 29th and lasting through June 3rd. At the port of Pensacola. In your mail, you may have gotten a yellow bag recently. It's because of this Stamp Out the Hunger food drive. What you can do if you're able is to fill the bag with canned goods and then leave it in your mailbox. It's a partnership with the U.S. Postal Service. Carriers will be picking up those bags tomorrow, and any food collected here at home will stay local and go to area food banks. 6:15 now, let's get an update on the traffic and weather together.
Traffic on Avalon Boulevard looks like it's improving, but definitely still seeing slowdowns. That's southbound Avalon Boulevard at Del Monte Street, just north of I-10. Expect slowdowns. This is due to an accident that happened a little while ago with a roadblock. Let's look at our weekend weather from WEAR.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. Make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together in state headlines. With both former President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis to appear in Iowa this weekend, Congressman Matt Gaetz has confirmed that he's also going to be in the Hawkeye State as well. He says that he's proud to join President Trump for his campaign rally in Des Moines coming up tomorrow. Also, Governor DeSantis is applauding the decision by federal judge in Florida to temporarily block the Biden administration policy to release some migrants crossing the southern border. The ruling came late yesterday, the same day as Title 42 was set to end. In sad news, the 17-year-old migrant child from Honduras died in government custody in Florida this week. The child, Angel, arrived in the U.S. without a parent or guardian, and Senator Rick Scott has sent a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding a briefing on the incident. Also, gas prices are just a tad bit lower in Florida. AAA reports that the state average is $3.50 a gallon for regular. This is a penny cheaper than yesterday, 9 cents lower than a week ago. And a year ago this time, Florida's average was $4.40.
Significant risk. The U.S. could default on its debt within the first 2 weeks of June without a debt ceiling increase. That from the Congressional Budget Office today. However, they do note that the date when the U.S. would run out of cash remains uncertain. Southwest pilots authorizing a strike today. The Southwest Airlines Pilot Association represents about 10,000 pilots, and 99% of them voted in favor of authorizing a strike. The airline says not to be alarmed, as that despite the vote, it is not expected to affect its operations. That's certainly good news, especially for Southwest, given the troubles that they have had. In Los Angeles, the rate of deaths among homeless people skyrocketing, up by 55%, mostly because of fentanyl, according to the L.A. Department of Public Health. Says between 2019 and 2021, the percentage of overdose deaths blamed on fentanyl has nearly tripled. Sports news. So far, so good for Yuri Perez. He, the Wahoos ace pitcher, started with the Wahoos this year. He's almost through three innings. He's got five strikeouts as the Miami Marlins are still scoreless with the Cincinnati Reds. At 20 years old and 27 days, Perez, the youngest pitcher in the Marlins organization. Starting at 6:30 tonight, in just a few minutes, we've got the Heat and the Knicks. That is a game six on ESPN, and another game six following that game, the Lakers and the Warriors. Anthony Davis expected to play after he was hurt in game five. In the NHL, we've got the Toronto Maple Leafs trying to stave off elimination, taking on the Florida Panthers. The Panthers leading that series 3-1. Vegas and Edmonton squaring off after that one. Should be starting at around 9 o'clock. Also, baseball games going on in progress. The Atlanta Braves are in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays, and Tampa is taking on the New York Yankees there. 6:20 right now. We'll take a quick break, come back with more headlines, including an update on Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned.
It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. This is the news hour of Pensacola right now. We're going to get a quick look at our roads. Our slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard have cleared up. That's going to be in the southbound direction. We had an accident, but we're looking good right now in both the north and southbound lanes, as well as I-10 and I-110 on the interstate. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Joseph Neubauer.
warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. Make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Actor Jamie Foxx is out of the hospital and at home. According to Foxx's daughter, who shared to Instagram today, she said that her father's doing fine. He's been out of the hospital for weeks, and they shared a game of pickleball together on Thursday. In other pop culture news, country star Blake Shelton got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. Shelton was born, was joined by his wife, Gwen Stefani, and their fellow former coach on The Voice, Adam Levine, as well as the host of the NBC singing competition, Carson Daly. Also, a woman from California is fighting for her fighting to keep her two pigs as emotional support animals. The woman says that the pigs help her deal with depression and anxiety, but the city's ordinance for emotional support animals doesn't extend to pigs, and it's illegal to keep pigs as pets in the cities. Lastly, maybe not a great gift for Mother's Day this weekend, but hey, Father's Day is coming up right behind it. A Minnesota man who invented a rocket-powered toilet and a jet-powered coffee pot has come up with a motorcycle that runs on beer. So Kai Michelson said that the beer-powered bike has about 14-gallon kegs. It's heated with coal instead of gas-powered an engine, and the coal heats the beer to 300 degrees, then superheated steam nozzles makes the bike go. So might be an
interesting.
Might be a good gift. Who knows?
Yeah. So just so we're clear on the Jamie Foxx thing, because in the span of 24 hours, we went from he is knocking on death's door. Clergy has been called in. We're burning candles. We're singing Kumbaya.
Rosaries are prayed.
We're playing pickleball and he's fabulous.
Yeah. So apparently what happened is some word got out from somewhere that, oh, he's not doing great. Don't know where it came from, and then the news just rolled with it, and the family was kind of like, hey, actually, nope, he's good. I mean, and he posted himself on Instagram last week saying,
yeah,
doing good, like, thanks for the thoughts and prayers. So I don't know where that came from. I'm glad he's well.
Yeah, honestly. Absolutely. By the way, the number to text 437-1620. We've gotten a lot of responses today regarding the situation about Warrington Middle School. The school district held a 18-minute meeting or so to kind of discuss the contingency plan. So we're really at a wait-and-see mode for what happens on Tuesday morning as the State Board of Education kind of weighs in. Obviously, there's not an agreement reached with Charter USA. A lot of doubts whether there will be one. Kind of seems like they're at a standstill now with some non-negotiable terms with that. So will the state pursue the legal action that they have threatened to? Will they go along with the contingency plan that would see Warrington closed and students rezoned to Workman and Bailey Middle Schools? Stay tuned, because that comes up on Tuesday. And then the school board will have a Tuesday night board meeting where they will kind of update their agenda based on what happens on Tuesday morning. So that was the update we got today from school board member Kevin Adams, who joined the program last hour. Some other local notes here while we have just a little bit of time left here before the Fox News update. The city of Pensacola says due to continued staffing shortages at ECUA, recycling for city sanitation customers will continue to be limited to cardboard only. ECUA says they expect to resume normal operations on June 12th. So hopefully a month from today, they'll start regular operations there. Also, public beach safety leaders on Pensacola Beach looking for aspiring lifeguards to participate in the Junior Lifeguard Program. It's open to teens between 13 and 15 who want to participate in the two-week summer training session. The cost for the program, $200, and they will have a tryout on Saturday, June 3rd, 7:30 in the morning. at Quiet Water Beach. Fox News Update is coming up here. It's brought to you by After That, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
Radio 92.3. This is the news hour. Let's get a quick look at our traffic. We're looking good right now this afternoon with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. So make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories today. Lori Vallow-Daybell found guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids, as well as conspiring to kill her husband's first wife.
Is Lori Noreen Vallow not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Kylie Ryan? Answer, guilty.
That's from the Idaho jury, who was handed the so-called Doomsday Cult case yesterday. Prosecutors say Daybell and her husband were obsessed with Doomsday-focused religious beliefs. In New York, Daniel Penny surrendered to police today for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on the Manhattan subway train. He did not enter a plea and is out on bond, but had to surrender his passport and not leave New York without permission. And the border appears calm after the lifting of pandemic asylum restrictions. A federal judge did grant Attorney General Ashley Moody's request for a temporary restraining order in releasing migrants en masse. Here at home, the big story, the future of Warrington Middle School, still up in the air. The district says that they are still negotiating with Charter Schools USA, but it feels like those negotiations are kind of over. What the board did do in an 18-minute meeting today was approve a contingency plan that would see Warrington closed and students rezoned to Workman and Bailey Middle Schools. You can text us at 437-1620 if you have thoughts. We've gotten a lot of listener interaction on that. Your thoughts on the school situation, what's led to this happening. But right now, we're kind of just in wait-and-see mode for Tuesday's meeting with the State Board of Education, and the district will follow that up with the Tuesday night board meeting where they will really just discuss what happens after the state interjects their thoughts and opinions on that. Today, or yesterday rather, a 42-year-old man, David Dale, took a plea deal in connection to the disappearance and death of a man back in 2003. He took a plea deal earlier this year and was sentenced yesterday to 12 years in prison for the death of Marcus Virgin, who back in 2003 got into a car with Dale to go over to Mobile and was never seen again. Prosecutors say another man in the car, who they believe to be the one that actually killed Virgin, Keyshawn Irby, is facing a charge of first-degree premeditated murder. Next court date for him is on July 6th. And finally, here locally, we had the Stamp Out Hunger food drive this weekend. So if you got a yellow bag in your mailbox wondering what in the heck is this for, it's for a food drive in partnership with the U.S. Postal Service. So if you can, you can fill that bag with canned goods, and all you got to do is just leave it in your mailbox, and postal carriers will be picking those bags up tomorrow. Any food locally will stay here. Food banks such as Manna, Feeding the Gulf Coast, Axe Ministries, and the Warrington Emergency Aid Center will be taking care of that food for local folks that need it.
Sounds great. A 17-year-old migrant child from Honduras died in government custody today in Florida this week. The child, Angel Espinoza, arrived in the U.S. without a parent or guardian. Senator Rick Scott is sent a letter to the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding a briefing on the incident with both former President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis set to appear in Iowa this weekend. Congressman Matt Gaetz also confirmed that he is going to be in the state as well. He says that he's proud to join President Trump for his campaign rally in Des Moines coming up tomorrow. And Governor Ron DeSantis is applauding the decision for decision by a federal judge in Florida to temporarily block the Biden administration's policy to release some migrants crossing the southern border. The ruling came out late yesterday as Title 42 was set to end. Gas prices in Florida just a tad bit lower. AAA reports that the state average is $3.50 for a gallon of regular. That's a penny cheaper than Thursday, 9 cents lower than a week ago. And a year ago, Florida's average was $4.40. And lastly, former President Trump is swiping at Governor Ron DeSantis on a new online video. He says that DeSantis needs a personality transplant and that the governor's recent foreign visits are a total bomb.
By the way, saw this. You hear about these every now and then, these lawsuits involving, you know, hot coffee or food that's hot. And McDonald's in Fort Lauderdale was found liable that hot chicken McNuggets left a young girl severely burned. The jury found that the McDonald's failed to put warnings on the food, led to the child's injury back in 2019. Later on this summer, we will find out just how much the McDonald's and franchise owner will have to pay in damages. New York, we told you the New York City Marine veteran now out on bail after being charged with manslaughter in connection with the death of Jordan Neely on a subway train a couple of weeks ago. The U.S. upping its defense in the Persian Gulf, following news that Iran seized two merchant ships. The Department of Defense will move to boost its defensive posture in the Gulf, according to John Kirby, saying there's simply no justification for Iran to interfere with merchant ships. Southwest pilots authorizing a strike today. The Pilots Association represents about 10,000, and 99% voted in favor of authorizing a strike. The airline, though, says despite the vote, it is not expected to affect operations. Significant risk: the U.S. could default on its debt within the first 2 weeks of June without a debt ceiling increase. That, according to a Congressional Budget Office report. The agency, though, says when the U.S. Would run out of cash remains uncertain. Quick MLB scoreboard update before we get to traffic and weather together. Yuri Perez giving up a run. It's Reds 1-0 over the Marlins. Perez does have 6 strikeouts so far in the game. Elsewhere, the Tampa Bay Rays leading the Yankees 2-1, and the Braves and Blue Jays are scoreless here in the third inning. Traffic, you know, busy day in Santa Rosa County, especially today. We had a couple of accidents this morning. One person, a Miami man, was life-flighted to Fort Walton Beach. That was out at mile marker 38. Also had an accident, pretty nasty wreck this morning over by UWF. This afternoon, we had a couple of accidents over by Woodbine and Highway 98. We've had something at Avalon today, so there's just a lot going on out there today, Gracie.
Yeah, thank goodness this afternoon we're looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no slowdowns. Our slowdowns on Avalon Boulevard have also cleared up. And 29 and 90, nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads or you have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. Let's get a look at our Mother's Day weekend weather from Joseph Neubauer.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. So make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Country music star Blake Shelton got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. Shelton was joined by his wife, Gwen Stefani, and their fellow former coach on The Voice, Adam Levine. Also, Carson Daly, who's the host of the NBC singing show, joined Blake as well. And a woman from California is fighting to keep her two pigs as emotional support animals. The woman says that her pigs help her deal with depression and anxiety, but the city's ordinance on the emotional support animals doesn't extend to pigs, and it's illegal to keep pigs as pets in the city. A Minnesota man who also invented the rocket-powered toilet and the jet-powered coffee pot. Don't know how those are working, but he also came up with the new great invention. That's going to be the motorcycle that runs on beer. This is Kai Michelson. He said that the beer-powered bike has a 14-gallon keg with a heated. It's heated with coal instead of gas-powered engine, and the coal heats the beer up to 300 degrees, then superheated the steam with the nozzles, which makes the bike go. And lastly, a little bit of an update and a turn of events with Jamie Foxx. He's out of the hospital and home recuperating. According to Foxx's daughter, who shared news on Instagram today, she said that her father has been out of the hospital for weeks and shared that they just played pickleball together on Thursday. So this is a little bit weird because yesterday reported we had news that, you know, the family
is preparing for the worst.
For the worst, send prayers, all this stuff. So don't know how that got out, but that's why the daughter came to Instagram today to clear things up that, oh, actually, you know, he was in the hospital, but now he's out and he's doing well.
Very cool. Magnitude 5.2 earthquake hit Northern California this morning. The quake struck near Chester and Lake Almanor, the same area as Thursday's 5.5 quake. People on Twitter say they felt some shaking in Sacramento, which is about 120 miles south of Ground Zero there. Astronomers identifying a cosmic explosion 100 times the size of our solar system. The biggest cosmic explosion ever observed suddenly started blazing in the distant universe more than 3 years ago. It took place nearly 8 billion light years away. I'm sure there's a joke that could be made about the multiverse or Guardians of the Galaxy, but I will refrain from that. Tesla owners filing a class action lawsuit against the company, claiming its automatic software updates deplete their car's batteries or even leave them not working at all. This affects apparently Model S and Model X cars. Owners say that the updates happen without warning. Some owners say they needed to spend as much as $15,000 to buy a new battery to fix the issue. On a much smaller level, I mean, we've heard complaints about this. I mean, Apple had a big lawsuit where, you know, they were intentionally kind of phasing out older phones by doing something with the software updates that would make them run slower. So I wonder if this is, you know, maybe something kind of on the other end of that spectrum where software updates are forcing people to spend more money. And people are like, no, that's it shouldn't work this way. If you update the software, my car should improve its performance, not get worse. So that's kind of interesting there. 6:50 here at News Radio 92.3. We'll take our final break, come back. Mother's Day, of course, this weekend. You can give us a text, 437-1620. Any special plans for Mother's Day? It's a big one for me, our first with our little 10-week-old daughter. So very emotional week for me as I bought my wife's present, and I was in the store and I was tearing up. I'm just a big softy, but yeah, very, very special day for me this year. We'll read your text next and wrap up a Friday here. You're listening to the News Hour, Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3. I am your mother, I am your mother. You listen to me, you listen to me. Stop all that mansplaining, no one's listening. Tell me who gave you. Yes, Mother's Day, taking a different meaning for me. No, Gracie, I believe your family is in South Florida, so Mother's Day, probably not quite what it was when you were living at home, but I would imagine there'll be a FaceTime or Zoom call made.
Oh, yes. So my mom is actually with my sister, who's a mom, so I'm going to give them both a big big FaceTime call and see what they're up to. So I'm glad they're together. I will be spending with my mother-in-law, future mother-in-law-ish.
Cool. And I believe your sister just had a baby fairly recent ago. Was that her first? Or
this is her second. So okay. She has a terrible two-year-old. He's perfect, but He's terrible, crazy. Yeah. Yep. And a baby right around the same age as your baby, born in March.
Yeah. So I'll have our 10-week-old daughter. She is just so amazing and wonderful. And I mean, she peed on me for the first time this week. So that was, I've been officially christened as a father. But yeah, so I went to the mall, went in the store, got my wife something really special. And as, you know, we're checking out and, you know, the person is just, you know, helping me along. I'm just, you know, tearing up, just talking about, you know, it's our first, mm-hmm. and just thinking about Sunday morning when I have my daughter in my arm and, you know, we, you know, give her her gifts. I mean, I can't wait. She's got a special dress picked out and everything. So
I love it.
Very much looking forward to that. Last check of the roads and weather here before we get out of here.
Yep. Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something else on the roads this Friday evening, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. Let's get a look at our Mother's Day weekend weather.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. Make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories, Idaho jury convicts woman of the murder of her two children. This is going to be Lori Daybell and her current husband, Chad Daybell, with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, grand theft in connection with the death of her two youngest children and Chad's late wife, Tammy Daybell. Daniel Penny surrenders to the police. This is going to be from the chokehold death of Jordan Neely from the Manhattan subway train. And the border appears kind of calm after lifting the pandemic asylum restrictions. That's going to be your top three stories.
So if we didn't quite get to in the time that we had allotted, but we are again, Jamie Foxx out of the hospital, apparently he's home recovering there. Elon Musk confirmed a former NBC Universal executive will become Twitter's next CEO. Linda Yaccarino will take over business operations for the social media giant. Matt Gaetz confirming he's going to be in Iowa this weekend, and he will not be with Governor Ron DeSantis. Instead, he will be campaigning with former President Trump. Both Trump and DeSantis in Iowa. Trump holding a rally in Des Moines, and Governor DeSantis will be at some fundraising events. Do we get within... By this time next Friday, will Governor DeSantis officially be in the presidential race?
I'm going to say no. I don't know why. Okay. I think he's going to wait till the last possible minute and, I don't know, surprise us. We're going to be like, when is it coming? When is it coming? And maybe, and then once we're thinking maybe it's not coming, then he's going to run it. That's what I'll say.
I'm going to say it will be because I think now that the legislative session is over, which is what he said all along, is, you know, let me, well, I will say this, the budget did not get passed this week. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm just thinking about that, I will say, though, that he will be in the race by this time next week. I will go out on that limb and predict that. So, but yeah, DeSantis and President Trump in Iowa this week. I hope everybody has a happy Mother's Day. Looking forward to it. The weather looks great. Go out to the beach. Go to a nice restaurant. Do whatever it is that you do on Mother's Day. We're looking forward to being back here next week for another week of letting you know what's going on in your world. Gracie, I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Make sure to hug your mom and tell her how much you love her.